Hi, and welcome to Rich Dreams Express.
I'm Tom Pauly.
And I'm Penelope Pauly. Rich Dreams Express is a new project that Tom and I have been working on over the past few weeks. We want to just be more connected to you guys on a regular basis. And it just hit us that we really need to be talking about our real mission. And that is kind of four-part. One, to help you elevate your mind and thoughts. Number two, to help you extend your reach. To help you open your heart and help you receive your good. We feel like that's why we're here. And so that is the intent of Rich Dreams Express and coming to you and connecting with you. We've brought a lot of questions over the past few weeks. And today we felt very compelled to talk about a really specific subject. We've been having conversation this week about it, and we just felt like it was something that would be good to share.
Many times we get these letters and emails, people saying, what am I doing wrong? Oh, we love that. How do I know what you're doing wrong or right? But what am I doing wrong? What can I do to help improve things? The law of attraction is working. This just isn't working for me. It's not working for me. Really the first step, I think, is you got to find someone, maybe a friend, maybe someone you know that can help you, that you feel comfortable in sharing, because these are spiritual growth techniques.
It's a fairly intimate process when you do personal development. It's personal, right? It's about you and the core of who you are, and easy to share with everybody, you know. But it's important to have sometimes, as you're going through this process, I mean, some people have their spouse that they go through this process with. Some people have a sibling or a friend, but it's good to have someone that's like-minded to support you and that you can support. It's also good because that's somebody that can help you stay on track. You're accountable.
Yeah, that's a big thing, be accountable. And have someone who's knowledgeable enough in what you're doing, maybe a like-minded person who knows this information as well as you do and can help you when you fall and stumble. Because we all fall. We all stumble. We all hear the same thing, know the same thing, and forget it.
and make a different choice.
I have a lot of advisors. One in particular, a friend, very close friend, I've known for many years. And we're like-minded, and we get along well. And she was helping me just today, actually, and helping me get past some issues that I had. Issues where she was saying to me, Tom, where's your good come from? Are you in charge of your good?
Now, this is nothing you've ever heard Tom talk about. Who's in charge of our good?
And I say, well, I know where my good comes from, but I've got all these jobs I got to do. I've got time to worry about where my good comes from. Well, do you think they're not going to get done if you don't do them? I say, well, no, they're not going to get done. They're my job. Mm-hmm. Oh, can you see the ego kind of expanding and growing here? And what's funny about it, she helped me greatly. Helped me realize, didn't know terrific insight. It was stuff I already knew.
It always is stuff we already know, right? That's what truth is.
Yeah.
When you hear it, you say, I've known that my whole life.
I knew this stuff. But I didn't have the same, I was in a different perspective. I was underneath my ego. My ego's on top. I was trying to do everything for everybody, and it wasn't working well. How's that working for you? It isn't. And she's pointing that out to me and going through the same stuff I've written 100 times, 1,000 times, and the same stuff I helped her with about 5 years ago. Almost this identical conversation, except the roles reversed. She was the one who couldn't get this done, couldn't get that done. Everything was her responsibility. And I was sitting here saying, who's in charge? Who provides for your good? I don't want to hear that. I mean, you see, it goes both ways. When you get a mentor, I mean, that's a good thing. They help you bring you out, be the best you can be.
And sometimes you get a professional mentor, somebody that does that for a living. Sometimes you can work with a friend. We've had a lot of people that have come to take a course of ours and said, I My friend and I are both taking the course at the same time. Is it okay if we work together?
And we say, yeah, great.
Of course.
We had a lady up in Seattle, Washington, who got together about six people and did quantum selling in this group. The things they came up with were amazing. I mean, working in a group, they expanded beyond where we were, vastly. It's just...
That's how groups work.
We're not separate. We're all together. We're all in the same boat. We're all one. And as we begin to recognize those who we felt were separate from us and make them one, it becomes a greater, more powerful structure for everybody.
Well, you said that really, really well.
Yeah, I wish I recorded that.
I was going to do my little spiel on it, but that said it. We're all interconnected. And it's about remembering that. And it's about when you are a mentor for someone, you've got to come to the table with a non-judgmental heart. I had a wonderful advisor a few years ago who said, when I was learning about being a mentor and helping other people, she said, you have to meet them as a stranger. Because strangers don't judge you. Strangers don't care. And I don't mean that they don't care about you. But strangers don't care what you think about what they say. Strangers don't have the same emotional triggers in a relationship that you have with someone. And that's why sometimes it's important to talk to someone that isn't a part of your inner circle.
And look, Marilyn, remember Marilyn was our first mentor.
Yeah, all you got to do is read our first book and you know exactly who our first mentor was.
And she was amazing. But the biggest thing, she did a lot of big things. It was great to go to her and we got this information in this powerful way. And she saw clearly and very... In a really fundamental way, showed us, well, no, don't step over there. I was like, oh, how much are you tithing?
The first question every single time.
My money's all dried up. I'm not making sales. Are you tithing? Give a dollar to somebody. Oh, I'm telling you, the woman was a genius and she taught kindergarten. That's what she said to everybody. Now, but I think one of the most important things she did was to create this atmosphere where we had potlucks and gatherings and
like-minded people.
Like-minded people.
And you get together with people that are like you and you support each other spiritually. Yeah. I mean, that's the basis of all of this work is spiritual. So go out there, find a mentor, be a mentor, connect with each other because we are all each other has.
Yep.
And if I can help somebody and they can help somebody else, then we lift the world up. We change the world through our actions and love and caring for another human being.
Okay. We hope it helps. Thank you. Good luck and great adventures.